Welcome to Executive Peak, Robert.
Thank you, and good morning to you too, Sasha.
Robert, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, I tend to get up very early. I tend to find that if I can get things done before distractions come in, I can be more productive.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
To be rugged, to be focused on what you're doing, and whenever things don't go quite right, that's not the time to throw in the towel. That's the time to really evaluate what you're doing, what is your purpose, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing, and if so, don't let those distractions deter you from your goal.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given in your career?
To live with purpose and passion. Whenever you have something that you're wanting to do, you ask yourself, what is your why? Why am I doing this? Why am I passionate about it? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And if so, stay focused.
What is the most important decision you made in your life?
The most important decision for me was to follow Christ. And in that, I find a lot of the strength that I need to stay the course. He sets my moral compass. Whenever I'm thinking, am I doing something for myself, for my own agenda, or am I doing something that helps the greater good? That really helps me stay on track with what I'm supposed to be doing, acknowledging that salvation.
Robert, what is the biggest misconception about you?
Wow. Well, I might have to say that the biggest misconception about me, perhaps that I know what I'm doing. In every walk of life, in every stage of your life, you're in the process of figuring out what is the next step. And if we already knew what we were doing, then we would already be to where we want to be. So life is a progress. It's a process of continuing to mold yourself, to figure things out, make adjustments. And whenever you make those adjustments, sometimes an onlooker will say, well, you didn't know what you were doing, and that's why you're having to adjust. That's not really the case. What's really the case is that you are fine-tuning your approach. You're fine-tuning your walk and your path as you go, learning from the things that you experience. And so, no, I don't know what I'm doing per se, but I know what I'm supposed to do in my next step. And when you take each one of those next steps in faith.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Turn to spiritual guidance. As I mentioned before, my dependence on Christ gives me a source to go back to. Whenever I'm following something that my heart wants, and my mind is thinking something different, there's a book that I can go to that says, you know, what I should do in different situations. And as you get more involved with what that book is saying, as you get to understand God's nature, then those answers will actually come to you. Sometimes you need some additional guidance. Sometimes you need the perspective of someone else who is familiar with the Bible as well. However, the answers are there. And that's where I turn.
Do you have a comfort food?
Wow. It used to be cheesecake, but quite honestly, it's been quite a long time since I've had cheesecake.
Okay. Well, I had one for you a few weeks ago.
I hope it was a good one. That one was good.
If you were to give a 5-year-old Robert one piece of wisdom, what would it be?
Relationships. Cultivate your relationships. It's your relationships with your parents. It's your relationships with your friends. And sometimes whenever you're so focused to get to where you're going, you can start to forsake the relationships that really make life worthwhile. And I'm very lucky to have recultivated a relationship with my mom. We were never really at odds with each other, but there was a time when I wasn't as focused on her as I could have been. I lost my dad at age 19, and as I look back, I realize, well, I missed a huge opportunity to develop a relationship with him. As I went through college, I was more focused on getting my degree and getting into my career that I didn't hold on to relationships with my high school friends, relationships with my college friends, nearly as much as I should have. And now, as I get later in life, I kind of crave those relationships that I allowed to wane. And perhaps the most important relationship of all was developing a relationship with Christ. And that goes back to reading the Bible and being attuned with God's nature.
Please finish this sentence, given what you do. Love is?
Love is essential. Sometimes people want to reduce that down to, well, what's love? Well, love is God. Well, love, God is love, but love is actually a feeling that you have on the inside, and people kind of need to have a definition or a revelation of what that is for themselves. Some people will say, well, I love tacos, and some people say, I love my chihuahua, and some people say, I love my wife. These are all different kinds of love. And one of the things that we need to communicate to each one of the people that we coach is that there are different, right? When you look at love, our English language only uses one word. It's love. But there's like anywhere from 3 to 7 different words that mean love. There's familial love. There's just your neighborly love. There's the erotic love that you have for your spouse. There's so many different types of love. But when we look at what really powers you, what really charges your heart in any given situation, love is essential for making everything tie together.
What motivates you to work hard?
Purpose. I ask myself, why am I here? What am I placed on this earth for? And it took a lot of soul searching to move beyond the worldly goals that are placed before us. As this being an executive show, sure, there's a tendency to say, well, I'm supposed to build a big business. I'm supposed to have a lot of prosperity, financial prosperity. But the question is, even when you get there, what do you do with that? What are you supposed to do with that? Who are you supposed to help? I truly believe that any area, any culture, any environment that you go into, you should leave it better than it was when you arrived. So whether it be going into a fast food restaurant and making sure that your table is wiped clean whenever you leave, to going into a city with lots of resources and maybe starting some foundations or helping other people get to the next spot in life or anything in between. Just make the world a better place, or at least the piece of the world that you have access to, have influence over. Make that better place.
Do you have any pet peeves?
I guess the biggest pet peeve is those who are inconsiderate of others. It might be a loud party at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday when your neighbor needs to go to church at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in the morning. And that's just inconsiderate. People who are inconsiderate while driving, cutting you off and doing other things that advances themselves but kind of hurts everybody around them. I really do like to think about other people first. What a level of empathy to understand what people are feeling and what they're needing, as opposed to just thinking about self. And we are a very self-focused society. So, yeah, that pet peeve gets stoked fairly often.
Robert, do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Wow. I guess a favorite childhood memory would be sitting down with my dad. My dad was pretty focused on providing for the family. And that went everywhere from providing food and a roof over our heads to providing vacations for us and providing for our education. And so some people might look at him as miserly, but he looked at himself as, I am storing provisions for my kids' future. And there was a moment when we're actually sitting down at a car dealership. I had done something. I earned a scholarship or whatever to get into college, and he was going to spend that college money on a car for me. And we're sitting there, I'm thinking, wow, I'm just blown away because my dad just doesn't do that. He just doesn't go out and do these elaborate gifts. It wasn't his style. But he looks at me and he says, you were, Miss Robert. And having that feeling of validation from my own dad. Yeah, I knew I worked hard, but for him to acknowledge it and kind of put his own his feelings of provision aside and consider that gift be part of his provisions for me, that's a memory that will stick with me for a long, long time.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I spend time with my wife. You know, we have a tendency to take our spouses for granted. Yeah, she's always going to be there, or he's always going to be there. And then when we get to the end of the day, and when I say the end of the day, I don't just mean the physical 24-hour day. I mean, we get to the end of a stretch of period in our life, and we say to ourselves, did I really pour into my spouse? She's the one that chose me. I'm the one that chose her. Did I ever get to a point of taking her for granted? You know, my wife was recently in a car accident, where she got pretty banged up. And luckily she's safe now. She's still working through some of that pain, a lot of that pain. But as I look at what could have happened, I could have lost her And if I had not been in the practice of giving her some time at the end of every day, then those opportunities would have been gone forever.
Are there any initiatives that you host or causes you support?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Our business is focused on helping people find and cultivate lifelong love. It's not just enough to find your ideal match. It's not just enough to find someone to marry. Because the whole soulmate idea, it's not just a feeling of infatuation that you have when you first see someone and you swoon. It's something that you build. It's something that develops as you connect on a spiritual and emotional level. And you can do that through certain processes that we coach. And as you do that, not only do you find your ideal match, not only do you identify and make sure they're the right person for you, but you also start to cultivate that. And you learn the skills to make that a lifelong thing. Really, what we want to do is eradicate divorce, get rid of it. I know that's a huge goal, but even if we start just one person or one couple at a time, that's what we support. We support love.
And Robert, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, MyRelationshipExperts.com, long website, that's because that's how things have to be these days. But we do everything from helping someone find their ideal match to making sure that they are falling in love for the right reasons. We do divorce aftercare. I mean, we're not naive to think, we're both kind of products of devastating divorces. We've both had that devastated heart feeling. And we want to help people avoid that. And if they have avoided it, if they have experienced it, we want to help them recover from that, restore themselves from that, and position themselves for a loving relationship moving forward. And if you have found that special someone, when you find that special someone, we want to give you the tools to not just survive together, to not just have a lasting marriage, but to have a healthy marriage, to have a lifelong, loving, I want to go to the mountaintops and scream about this marriage kind of marriage. And that's what My Relationship Experts is all about. It's MyRelationshipExperts.com.
Thank you, Robert, for sharing your keen insight on ExecuPeace.
Well, thank you. Thank you for hosting me.